Good morning, Hope City. Good to worship with you. So thankful for our worship team. And that was awesome. You know, can we just thank them real quick? I'm so just grateful. They help us to come into the presence of the Lord. And, you know, that Revelation song comes directly from Revelation chapter 4. If you haven't read it in a while, it's an awesome chapter. It's like John gets done talking to the churches that exist, and then he takes them to this vision. God takes John to this vision of a throne. And it's a holy throne, and around the throne are these elders. These elders that are constantly in worship. And then it says there's lightning and thunder, and then these crazy revelation-only kind of beasts with eyes and different faces. And everybody, all of creation, around this throne, and we find out later that the Lamb is sitting and being worshiped and adored on this throne. And all of creation, it says, sings out. And I think this is a picture of part of what we will do forever, is we will be face to face with the throne of God in worship of the Lamb, who it says was a Lamb who was standing even though he had been slain. What a beautiful picture of our Jesus. Amen. Oh, that was so awesome, worship team. I'm thankful. Hey, everybody, again, good morning. If I haven't met you, my name is Mark. I'm thankful to be worshiping with you today. I want to, Trevor, would you please come up? Can you welcome Trevor up here with me, you guys, please? Morning, my brother. Trevor's going to bring the word this morning. And so, can I just pray for you? Thank you. Father, I thank you again for this morning. You have been present with us. You've made the great promise that when we gather in your name, you are with us. Father, we also know that when we gather like this and our hearts and our worship, our attention, our affection is upon you, God, you are then with us in a very special way. So, Lord, we know you are here, and we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would breathe and move and blow into our midst today, working in all of our hearts. I pray a special blessing upon Trevor. Lord, give him the boldness to speak exactly what you have for him today for us. Thank you for this, brother. I pray your blessing upon this time. And Lord, soften our hearts and open our minds and eyes to receive, God, today what you have for this church, this day, and this moment. We thank you. We love you. Thanks for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, you hear me? All right, we're good. Good morning, everybody. Like Mark said, I'm Trevor. I'm going to continue on the summer of training in godliness, the series that Mark has started on different things we need to do to be strong in our walk with Christ. And the one that I'm going to talk about has been a battle for me in my life. And I'm sure it's a battle with everyone, because I don't know if you guys are like me, but I love food and I love eating food. I love everything about it. All right. And it's a blessing. Our taste buds are great. I love tasting good food. I just love it. I love sitting down, eating a big meal and just feasting. In my past, food has been something I've been obsessed with, or I fixate on it and I make sure it's perfect. And, sometimes it gets a little unhealthy. It's been unhealthy in my life. I have had an unhealthy relationship with food, and I've spent a lot of time binge eating when I was growing up. And if there was a whole thing of Oreos, I'm smashing the whole thing in 2 days. I can't just have one. That's just how it worked for me. I didn't have very good self-control when it comes to something that's delicious. I just eat until I'm over full. Which is definitely unhealthy. But as I have grown and spent time growing in my walk with the Lord, and spent time praying more and more over time, God has prompted me and nudged me into a lifestyle of fasting and praying. And it has changed my life and has brought a deeper understanding and a deeper intimacy in my relationship with the Lord. So what I'm going to start off with is I'm going to go through two passages of Jesus speaking, they're right next to each other, but I'm going to start in Matthew 6:5, and Jesus said, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." So the main thing I see in that passage is humility. It's all about our heart attitude when we pray. If we're praying just to get something for ourselves, I mean, we pray for good things, but sometimes I'm praying selfishly. If I'm not walking close to the Lord and I'm not walking in humility, I'm going to start praying selfish things that I want and not what's in the Lord's will. So what I'm going to try to do today is I'm going to try to tie fasting and prayer together and make them a dynamic duo, which is what they are. They're supposed to be together in tandem. So then going on after Matthew 6:5-7, he goes on to say the Lord's Prayer and how to pray. And most of us can quote that. Matthew 6:16-18. So after he says the Lord's Prayer and teaches them how exactly to pray, starting in verse 16, he says, "And then when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites." He says hypocrites again. "For they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Sticking with that theme, humility. I mean, if I'm walking around fasting just to be like, everyone's asking me how I'm doing, I'm just like, I'm on a pretty long fast right now. Yeah, it's been a lot, but yeah, it's good. Like, I got to tell everybody that I'm fasting. That's not how the Lord wants us to do that. All right. He tells us, don't look gloomy. People shouldn't notice. You should be focused. You should be focused when you're fasting. And you should also just anoint your head. You should wash your face. You should walk out looking just like how you would any other day. Because who am I fasting for? I'm not fasting for people. I'm fasting for my relationship with the Lord, and I'm fasting so that he can work through me. And it's not so that I can win a contest of who fasts the longest. It can become religious very quickly because I'm competitive. So like, I'm just like, oh, I could go like 5 more hours. I could go like 10, but then am I doing it because I want to be better for myself, or am I actually doing it because God's calling me to do it at that time in my life? Does that make sense? So like, in both, in prayer and in fasting, we have to stay away from a spirit of being religious and just doing something just to do it. But we're doing it to grow intimacy with the Lord. And notice how Jesus says about both of these. And then there's also, I don't have this passage, but the next one says, when you give to the poor. So then when you give. And it says, not if you fast. It says, when you fast, not if you pray, but when you pray. Not if you give to the poor, but when you give to the poor, give like this. So that sounds like a command. That's not a, well, maybe I should add this to my toolbox. That's something that, the Lord's like, when you fast, when you pray, this should be a lifestyle for us. And this is going to look different for every person. All right. Our bodies are all different, but it's Jesus tells us to fast. He doesn't say, maybe you should fast. He says, when. So now I'm going to go into the benefits of prayer and fasting that I came up with. And these have definitely worked in me. So the first one, it builds discipline in our lives. Abstaining from food builds patience and self-control. Like I was saying earlier, the Oreos that are sitting on the counter, if I'm fasting, and I don't have Oreos in my house anymore, because if I did, they would be gone. But if they were there and I'm fasting, I know I cannot eat that. I made my decision already that I'm not going to eat that. And it gives you, that's self-control. That's patience. I know that maybe when this happens, when I hear this from the Lord, or when it's like, it's a mission. All right. When this happens, all right, now I can eat. All right. But it builds great self-control, great patience. All right. And self-control and patience isn't just something that God's like, here you go. Some more self-control. You got 5+ self-control. 5 points for self-control, 5 points for patience. No, it's like you want some patience. He's going to give you an opportunity to be patient. And this is a way that we can discipline ourselves to grow in our patience and in our self-control. All right. So you're wondering, man, I want to get better at this, or I want to be more diligent in this. This is a great way to practice that. Fasting. All right. Because when we choose not to eat, it is the denial of our flesh. All right. We want our spirit. This is, we're not feeding our flesh, but we're feeding our spirit when we do this, when we fast. All right. We're not feeding our flesh. We're feeding our soul, our spirit. Cause like sometimes people could want to fast. And I've even said this before, like, oh, I want to hear God's voice. I want to grow closer to the Lord through this fast, or whatever. But like, God's literally always speaking to us. We're just not listening sometimes. I mean, look outside, realize you woke up today. Like, He chose to wake you up out of your sleep today. There's other people that He didn't choose to wake up today that aren't living right now. So He is moving all the time. We're just sometimes blind to it because we have so many things going on in our life that we just get in the flow of doing things, and we're not seeking Him in every single avenue, if that makes sense. So the fasting gets me to really focus on how He's trying to speak to me, because He's always trying to speak to us. It just opens my spiritual eyes a little bit more to what's going on. And because, you know, God is going to honor prayer and fasting because Christ told us to do this. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. We have to ask ourselves this question. Are our prayers lining up with the will of God? Or are our prayers lining up with the will of Trevor? What are my prayers lining up with? Are mine lining up with the will of God? I may need to humble myself. I always need to humble myself. All the time, ask my wife. I always need to humble myself. But I'd much rather humble myself than have God humble me, because that's tough. That's way tougher. All right. But to know God is to know His will for us. All right. As we know God more, we know what His plan for us is for us. And we don't have to search for different things all the time. We know this is my purpose. This is what He's calling me to right now. Because it's tough when people tell us what to do. Your job says, hey, you're really good, you should do this. Or, you know, people will encourage you to do all types of different things. But is that what the Lord's will is for your life right now in this moment? There's seasons where that may be a good thing, but maybe not in the next season. Maybe he's got you going somewhere else. Fasting is not going to guarantee answered prayers, all right? But it will help us hear what he wants for us so our prayers can be aligned with his will. Because once again, he is a good father and he wants to answer our prayers. He says that many times. He wants to answer our prayers. We just have to see, am I in the place of humility where I'm praying things that he wants to answer? You know, fasting is tough. Like it's not an easy thing. It's definitely not an easy thing. But like, I just remember, like if I'm training, like I do a lot of training with kids for basketball. I've coached and I played basketball, and just like the preseason training that you do, like there's many times either I was puking or somebody else was puking, and you're just like looking at each other like, man, I don't know if we can do another one of these. And you're just like, but you muster up the strength to just keep going. And then later on in the season, you guys are able to put it together and make something happen when you're tired because you've been through it together. Think of that relationship with your father. If you go through tough things and you're right there with him and you're engaging in this, you're building a stronger bond with the Lord. So we want to have that strong foundation with the Lord, because then things are going to get shaky, whether you're close to God or whether you're not. We're all going to experience trials and tribulations in this life. That just happens. We're going to lose people. We're going to miss out on things. Hard things are going to happen in life. But if we're close with the Lord and we have that unbreakable bond that we choose every day, whether we want to build that or not, we're going to be set. We're going to be good. All right. The second one is it improves physical health. So there's a lot of different studies that say fasting is really good for our bodies and good for our minds. There are many studies that testify to the physical health of fasting, the physical health benefits of fasting. Several studies have shown that prolonged fasting, which is over 37 and a half hours, can increase the production of human growth hormone, HGH. An increase of human growth hormone leads to a regulated metabolism, healthy organ function, and can potentially improve mood, energy levels, and our mental health. Fasting also promotes regulated blood sugar levels by reducing your body's insulin resistance. Creating a habit of fasting will also help greatly with weight loss. And that's just a couple of things that I found. All right, you can research your own, but like, I think Jesus did it for a reason too, for his health, you know. And he tells us to do this because we're also to take care of our temple. All right, this is the only body we get, so we got to do our best job to steward it well. The third benefit is, I kind of touched on this one already, but it gets our attention on God. God's attention is always on us. He's omnipresent. He created the concept of time. We're inside of it. All right. So if you look at a timeline, we're inside of this timeline. He's outside of the timeline. He created the entire thing. All right. So we're just inside this little timeline. He's all the way out here. He's so much greater than we could imagine. So it fixes my focus on him and not on these little tiny little things that I'm doing in my day-to-day life, which I get real hyper focused on certain things that I'm doing or I'm going through. So he's always trying to communicate with us, but we're just too busy to listen. It helps us to focus fully on what's important, which is the kingdom of God. All right, that's one of the things that Jesus preached over and over. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God. He's constantly saying the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of Trevor, the kingdom of God. So let's remember what should we be focused on? We should be focused on the kingdom of God. We should be focused on our Creator. So fasting gets our attention on God. And then the last one, these two, fasting and prayer, has great power. It has great power. There is a reason Jesus put prayer and fasting together. Jesus had a reason for everything, all right? He didn't say anything that was out of line, like me. He said everything he said was perfect, all right? So we just have to build this discipline in our lives as followers of Christ to pray and to fast. And remember, he didn't say if you fast. He said when you fast. So then I'll move on, and I got a couple fasting tips. And I'm no expert at all. I hope you don't think I'm an expert. I'm not. Fasting tips. I'm getting all my information, a lot of it from this Bible. So if you want some more good information, get it from the Word. First one is humble yourself. In our society and culture, we tend to be very self-reliant. I do. I think, well, I'll just figure it out. I'll get it done. But this practice of prayer and fasting makes us fully rely and humble ourselves before the Lord. We are no longer working with our own strength. All right, that's what food does. Food gives us strength. I'm tired. I find something good to eat. I restore my body. I go do the task. When I'm fasting, no food, so I got to get my food from God. I have to get my energy from the Lord. So we're no longer working with our strength, but through this, we're building our spiritual muscles. We're gaining strength spiritually. Because there's many times we can be deterred from fasting. Like I'll have like, oh, this is a busy week. I got a lot going on. Well, I can't fast now, but God's like, you do it. Don't eat. I just kind of hear, don't eat. And I'm like, oh man, but I got a busy day tomorrow. Listen, if he's saying it to you, listen. but like the passage said, we can't become religious. We can't become religious. And if we humble ourselves, we're not going to be religious, like the hypocrites, he says. Fasting tip number two, we need to ease into it. It is a physical and spiritual practice, which means if you haven't done it before, it's going to be very difficult. It's not going to be easy, okay? So you could start off with maybe just saying, all right, tomorrow I'm not going to eat breakfast. And I'm going to see how that goes. Or maybe I'm going to skip two meals or whatever. Or maybe I'm just going to have one meal all day or whatever. But like, start slow, all right? And maybe do some research before you do it on what maybe you should eat before and maybe what you should do to break a fast. Something that I like to do is I like to eat like eggs, or I know avocados are good to break one. You want to eat something kind of not a huge meal, because your stomach's probably shrinking a little bit if you fast. So just ease into it, and it's a practice. Just like you're not gonna start your running career by going and running at grandma's marathon, all right? You're gonna start with like maybe a jog, and then maybe you'll run a couple miles, and then I mean, some people can do that if you're a great athlete, but it's going to take time to build up that endurance. So think of it as I'm building up endurance, my fasting endurance, also prayer endurance. I'm getting better at it. It's not just going to come easy. This is going to be very difficult at times. Number three, rely on the bread of life, which is Christ. All right. If you're not eating physical food, get your energy and your focus from God. In John 6:35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never grow hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. When you get hungry, anytime you feel that hunger pain, pray. God, help me get through this. Give me just a little bit more energy so that I can get to the next thing that I have to do. meditate on a verse. Maybe you could have a verse that you focus on all day to get you through, whether it's a day or a couple days, or even if it's just a meal. You just, anytime you feel that hunger pain, you think about that verse and you just repeat it to yourself. Something Mark's talked about a lot this summer, meditating on the word and memorizing. But also, when you got free time and you start getting hungry, open up your word and just go somewhere, all right? And just read and slow yourself down. So when you're not eating physical food, you got to rely on the bread of life. And then the last one, fast with a purpose. Like I said, this can get very religious. We can start doing this like, well, this is just what I do, and then we lose the purpose of why we're doing it. I like to always have a purpose behind everything I do. Like if I'm coaching kids and they'll be like, well, why are we doing this? I want to have them do something that I know why they're doing it. So then I can explain it to them if they ask, well, why are we doing this weird thing? Well, this is going to help with this. So when we fast, we need to make sure that we know why we're doing it. All right. So if you're personally at a standstill in your walk with Christ, do you think that's a great time to fast? Yes. I thought someone was going to say yes, but I guess I had to say it. I heard a couple head nods, but if a person is continually highlighted to you, should you maybe fast for that person? Could you fast? You could. All right. Maybe that person keeps getting put on your heart because they need you to pray for them. And if you fast, you're going to think more about them and you're going to pray more for them. But if you're just like, I'm not saying prayer, you can't pray when you eat, but I'm just saying it just makes you think more about it. Like it just made, cause you're solely relying on the Lord. So he can speak so much more clear cause we can hear it better. A little story. My wife said I could share this. It's a good story. So my wife, had someone close to her that just was on her heart, and she kept having dreams about this person. She kept thinking about him, and it just kept coming up to her mind, and she just kept thinking about this person. And this person had been struggling with a habitual sin that was leading to the deterioration of their health. And it was getting to the point where this person was in the hospital, and it just wasn't good. We'd been praying for this person for a long time, but she felt we should fast. So we fasted, and, a door opened and she was able to have a conversation with this person, and they were open to seeking the Lord, and they were open to doing things to get their life back on track. And that was during the time where we're very hungry, but just praying, right? And since that time, this person has become free from that habitual sin and is walking closer and closer to the Lord and is truly being transformed before our eyes. And it is all the Lord. And there's many other stories that I have, but I'm just thankful that we have a God that listens and wants to answer our requests. So we just got to humble ourselves. And the scripture that I want to close with kind of puts these two together, and it's Psalm 10:17. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear. So when we humble ourselves before the Lord by fasting and make our requests known to him through prayer, he will hear us. Worship team can come up, and I'm gonna pray for you guys. All right. Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for giving us life. Thank you for giving us the word. Thank you for bringing us here today, God. And thank you for the worship team, God. And Lord, I just pray that if there's anyone that's been highlighted on someone's heart today, that they wouldn't dismiss that voice. If anyone felt prompted to engage in this, Lord, I pray that they wouldn't silence that voice, that they would continue to listen, and that this would become a discipline in all of our lives, that Jesus didn't say if, he said when. So help us to be people who fast and people who pray and people who intervene for others. Because God, you give us the power to do that through the Son, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and was resurrected back to life for us. So thank you for giving us the power that defeats sin and death. And God, I thank you for everyone here. You have a plan and a purpose for each one of us. Help us to be flowing in that plan that you have for us. Help us not to sit on the sidelines when you're calling us to battle. So Lord, I thank you for each one of these people here today. I pray you would strengthen them, that you would bless them, and that you would anoint them to go out into the world and do what you're calling them to do, because you have an amazing plan for each person in this building today. So God, thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Thank you for blessing us. I just pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.